Olds, Nathan Cooper, the incumbent Olds Didsbury Three Hills MLA, is once again representing the riding. Just after 12 midnight, with all 22 polls reporting, Cooper, the United Conservative Party candidate, had received 18,170 votes. NDP candidate Cheryl Hunter-Lawin finished a distant second with 4,571 votes. Catherine Kowalhik of the Independence Party of Alberta finished third with 1,147 votes. Cam Tatlock of the Wildrose Loyalty Coalition obtained 194 votes and Judy Bridges of the Solidarity Movement of Alberta received 115. The UCP has formed a majority government. Now that he's re-elected, will Cooper serve a speaker for a second straight term? During an interview with the Alberton, Cooper left the door open to serving again as speaker or angling for a cabinet post of some sort, maybe infrastructure or transportation. I intend to sit down with the premier and see what her hopes, desires and dreams are for the province. I want to be a good teammate. So whether or not that's best to serve in cabinet or as the speaker, I think I'll have a discussion with her about that. I'm certainly willing to do either, he said. I want to try to best support our team as well as best represent the constituents of Olds Didsbury Three Hills. As he had through the campaign, Cooper said contrary to what some might think, in the high-profile position of speaker, he brought more government attention to the constituency than it might otherwise have received. Reached late in the evening, Hunter-Lawin said she's disappointed, of course, but not surprised by the result in Olds Didsbury Three Hills. However, she said she's proud of what her campaign accomplished, saying it built momentum for the NDP in the riding. We were out here to give the residents of Olds Didsbury Three Hills an option, to put forward a vision for a better future for Albertans, she said. Hunter-Lawin was asked if she plans to run in the riding in the next election. Right now I don't plan to run anything. I plan to go to bed and sleep, she said with a laugh. I'm pretty tired tonight, so I'm going to do my heavy thinking when I have fresh brain and a clear head. Kowalhik said her campaign did well, comparatively speaking. She said the results show that this party is gaining momentum and that people are more open to our platform as a solution. During an election forum in Olds, Kowalhik disagreed with suggestions that by choosing her, electors would be splitting the vote. She stood by that position on election night. You see the numbers, right? I mean the NDP isn't doing extremely well in this riding, which was expected, so yes, there was no worry about splitting the vote, she said,